And now onto a very different but very important disease as well, which is postnatal depression. This does affect a significant proportion of new mothers, and some studies suggest that around 1 in 20 women may be affected, while others show that as many as 1 in 4 new mums could get postnatal depression. And now not only is this a problem for the mother, but it has a major impact on her child and its care. And in the worst cases, it can actually lead to women taking their own lives. This is obviously very serious. And new mums with postnatal depression may be offered antidepressants, but many don't really want to take them, especially if they're breastfeeding as well. But now researchers from the University of Toronto have discovered that talking things through with someone who understands what you're going through could actually cut the chances of postnatal depression by around half. And this is work by Dr. Cindy Lee Dennis and her team, and they're writing in the British Medical Journal this week. They used a web-based tool to screen more than 21,000 new mothers in the Canadian province of Ontario to find those who seem to be at most risk of developing postnatal depression. And you can use a number of sort of social and all kinds of markers to work out who's at the most risk. Then they recruited around 700 women, divided them randomly into two groups. Good design for a clinical trial. One group got the standard postnatal care that all women would receive, and the other group got the same care, but they also had telephone support from a volunteer who'd been through postnatal depression. And the researchers found that the mums who got this support over the phone had half the risk of developing depression 3 months after their birth than women who just got standard care. Around 8 out of 10 said they thought it was great, they were satisfied with it, and they'd recommend it to a friend as well. So it's a very cheap intervention, very effective intervention. And Dr. Dennis says that women and their families really need to know a lot more about postnatal depression, and putting new mums who are at risk in touch with women who've been through it could really be a great way to help. But also we need doctors, nurses, midwives, all these health professionals to be aware of the risks, aware of the symptoms, put in the right support at the right time.
One also wonders how people used to cope in days gone by when these kind of things were under-recognised, under-diagnosed and under-treated. It's amazing we're all still here, really, isn't
exactly.
It? Thank you, Kat.